Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for choosing the Broken Earth Radio Show. Today we are going to be rocking out with some awesome tunes. We are going to hang out with our wangs out, and we're also going to rock out and so forth. So let's give us a call today. Give us a call on Skype number 347 215-8421. That's 347-215-8421. Lots of interesting subjects. We have got some callers in the queue, so bear with us. All those people queuing up to get their juicy information for the new year, I imagine. But please give us a call if you've got any interesting stories, any interesting New Year's resolutions, any paranormal stuff. Don't hesitate to give us a call. Just listen back to the sound, make sure we sound okay. I am sounding good, so please sit back, open your minds, and enjoy the show. Thank you.
I am human and I need to be loved just like everybody else does. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Happy New Year. Happy New Year's Eve. Sorry, Happy New Year's Eve. I hope that everybody has been getting their New Year's resolutions together because I know that I have. Have you? Bill, you haven't even told me any of your New Year's resolutions.
Yes, I did.
You told me something about making sure that you always, like, wipe the toilet. What?
No, I was talking about, it's private information. How dare you share that with people on the show? I was talking about, I didn't need to know about that. Shared ownership of a property, what?
Yeah, okay. You know what? My news resolutions are going to be a whole lot better than yours.
How much you been drinking?
Nothing. You know exactly what I've been drinking. I've been drinking your Kool-Aid. But seriously, though, one of my New Year's resolutions is to always answer questions with questions.
Why is that?
Why not?
It's not New Year yet.
Well, I've got to get rolling. I've also decided that if I see something that someone has that I like, I'm going to tell them to give it to me. That's a resolution I have too, is to say, give me that. I want that.
I like your child.
Give me that. I want that.
So you're to be the child catcher basically for New Year.
Well, you're the one that started calling it about children. I could have been talking about all kinds of things. You don't have anything to say about that, do you?
Not a lot, really.
Well, in general, getting a cease and desist letter from a big corporation isn't the mark of a good day. But after a brewery owner got a letter from a law firm representing Starbucks, he saw a chance to draw distinctions between the businesses and to be funny. The coffee company's bone of contention.
I've got one of them.
Missouri brewer Jeff Britton was told in a December 9th letter was the use of the name Frappuccino to describe a stout served at Exit 6 Brewery, which is a brew pub in a tidy, tiny strip mall in Cottleville, Northwest St. Louis. The name too closely resembled Starbucks' Frappuccino.
Gross.
The similar names might cause customers to mistakenly believe that Exit 6 or this beer product is affiliated with or licensed by Starbucks Coffee Company when they are not, is what Anessa Owen Kramer, an attorney at a law firm that protects Starbucks trademarks, wrote them. Exit 6 was given 14 days to respond to the company's request to remove any sources of potential confusion with the Starbucks brand. The dude, Britton, took that time to frame a response in which he informed Starbucks of his efforts to comply, going so far as to cease using the word Frappuccino. Instead, he uses the F word in his letter, which is addressed to Mrs. Owen, or Ms. Owen, and CC'd to Mr. Bucks. Now, as you probably wouldn't know, Exit 6 is the proud owner of no trademarks, including our own name, much less than the name F-Word, and nothing about Exit 6 is incontestable, Britton wrote. Here's a passage in which Britton lays out the brew pub's position. We never thought that our beer-drinking customers would have thought that the alcoholic beverage coming out of the tap would have actually been coffee from any of the many, many, many stores located a few blocks away. I guess that with there being a Starbucks on every corner of every block in every city, that some people may think they could get a Starbucks at a local bar. So this was our mistake. So he accepted responsibility in that. When I got that letter, I had to laugh. He said, I don't blame Starbucks for doing what they did. I understand why they did it, and they had every right to do it, but I'm a small brewery, small bar in a small town that makes small batches of beer. Britton told Starbucks that he would confirm the sale of at least three of the beers, citing three check-ins at the beer website Untappd, which seems to have been how Starbucks learned of the issue. So Britton enclosed a check for $6 in profit. So he gave them $6 for using Frappuccino for their coffee called Frappuccino, just so you'll know that there was an I instead of a U. But anyway, we just want to help a business like Starbucks, Britton wrote. Us small business owners need to stick together. Exit 6 has now renamed the drink in question, calling it the F word, and it seems popular with customers. On a recent day, at least half a dozen people posted on Untappd to say they're drinking pints of it. And in further proof that Britton knows how to turn a unique idea into a business opportunity, he's selling T-shirts that feature his $6 check on it. And he's also said something about it's a kind of turned into a glass of really good deliciousness. And it's basically, it says something about it having it kind of has this creamy taste because they put it over vanilla cream L. And that's why they were calling it Frappuccino, just to kind of give a taste of what it's about. So anyway, I had to write him a letter today, and I told him that I hope that Gordon Ramsay doesn't come after him because of his show called The F Word. So we'll see what happens. Gordon Ramsay may get mad because of him stealing from his TV show profits, and he may want his $6 too.
Well, there's that many different guest ales that appear in my local pub, like Titanic, you know.
Right.
It's just so many of them, like lager, beer, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy. But it would have been better if, you know, the Frappuccino stouts came before the coffee, because then the people, you imagine these guys not just sat around drinking mead hundreds of years ago, but going to the bar and saying, I'll have a Frappuccino.
You know what, that's one of my New Year's resolutions too. Did you know that, didn't you?
What, being funny like me?
No, I could never be funny like you, but I could. See, the thing is like, you know, we've been watching these fantasy movies that make life seem so lame. And so this new year, I resolved to have life-changing quests and to eat giant pieces of meat with my hands and to wipe my mouth on my sleeve and to also drink more mead. That is one of my New Year's resolutions, is to have quests, eat meat by the buttload, and to have more mead, to drink more mead.
Did you say a buttload?
A buttload of meat.
Is that sort of having a plate, or?
Is it served on a plate?
No, is that instead of having a plate?
Instead of having
a plate?
It's
like having a bucket load, but instead you got a buttload.
Well, I think that I've probably got to get a I probably have to figure out.
And a shoehorn to get the meat out of it. I mean.
No, I was actually thinking of finding some sort of a dish that is the size of a butt, piling it into the dish so that I can know that it's actually a butt load, and then eating it with my hands, hand over fist.
Out of the butt.
Out of the butt sized or shape. Dish.
Are you talking about water butt?
Waterboarding?
No, a water butt.
A water butt? I've never heard of a water butt.
So when you say butt, you're actually talking about somebody's rectum?
Are you trying to give me that at like it's information, or? Yes. What we're going to do is we're going to take a break. This is a Broken Earth radio show. We're going to come back and we're going to talk to the caller at 510.
And we also got the special games like Where's Wally, but which tune is Bill chosen today?
Yeah, we're gonna figure out which was Bill's tune.
But
we're all... What?
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 Go on.
Anyway, one of the things I want that you callers to be thinking about is, what is your New Year's resolution? I want to know your New Year's resolution. Like one of my New Year's resolution is to make sure that I wash my hands after I go to the bathroom every time. So what is your New Year's resolution? And also, we're going to be...
You need to do a buttload of wiping next year.
I'll be wiping by the buttloads. That's so stupid. And also, you know, we'll be making predictions. We'll be making predictions for the world, and we'll also be making some fun. If somebody wants to have a prediction for the new year, like a New Year's prediction, not
share
just...
It.
Yeah, not just like in May you'll take a shower or anything like that, but, you know, but Bill will. Bill will take a shower in May. But
maybe.
He may take a shower in May. But we'll be right back, everybody. This is Broken Earth Radio Show. And our number is 347-215-8421. And we'll be talking at 510 when we get back. Talking to 510.
2510.
To the caller at 510 when we get back.
Alrighty.
Okay, hold on.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Now, that was a pretty awesome song.
Thank you.
Tell me who that was.
It was Crappuccino.
Seriously, tell everybody who it was.
It was Crappuccino.
Very good. Moving on.
I will in a little bit, because there's going to be some more. Or another one. There's going to be another
more.
One. There'll be more.
You know, I'm thinking about moving away from, because I do, like, dance tunes and, like, stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I might move towards making songs. Ah, yes, it was Al Crappuccino. Very good, yes.
Al Crappuccino. Well, you know, we tried to write a song one time.
Yeah, I tried to write a song once as well.
I mean, we were trying to write a song together one time.
It was called I Love You, Justin Bieber. And it went along like this. I love you, JB, what you give
that is,
me.
I don't, that's not
BJ,
how it went.
BJ.
What? What?
I mean, JB.
Bill, you're being weird.
No, I did actually make one.
About Justin Bieber?
No. It was dark.
It sounds dark.
It sounds
really, really dark.
Was me.
It sounds very, very dark.
That's how it
sounds. But seriously, though, in all seriousness.
I was being serious.
We tried to write a song one time, and we just didn't get past it.
Wow. Yeah, it's not easy writing a song.
It's not hard to write a song.
Well,
it depends on what you're writing with, because honestly, when I have written songs, I have written off of bass guitar, so you'll see a lot. You'll hear a lot of bass in it, and it's like, because that's a rhythm, but it still also has a melody to it. So,
well, mine's gonna have to be really fast. If I was doing mine. Oh, I was thinking actually doing about covers. Something like Mushroom Head. Somewhere in this dying day, if I can only find a way for my escape, I find it hard to concentrate from all my past mistakes. To begin my life.
Let's take the caller from 510, because I'm pretty sure they're getting pretty pissed off at us. It's almost like we're making them sweat, and we're not trying to. 510, this is Broken Earth Radio Show. Sorry about us being silly. How are you doing today?
They were
Hi,
right.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. We're good. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
Good. Well, what is your New Year's resolution, honey?
Being grateful for every day.
You're going to be grateful for every day.
Yes.
That's a good resolution.
Yeah, it is.
It is a very good resolution. It's
very easy to take a day as granted. I think if it was me, you know, I think it's a good idea. Maybe have that somewhere on a wall, or some sort of saying that will remind you to do that. I think that's what I'd probably do, you know. But then again, what do I know?
I don't know. What do you know?
Anyway.
Caller, could we have your name, please, or what you'd like us to call you?
My name is Tasha.
Tasha, okay. Well, Tasha, if you could have a question to kind of pose out there to the universe today, what's your question?
What do you see coming up for the new year for me?
Okay, we're going to try to keep it very simple, because there's probably going to be lots of stuff happening for you. So what we're going to do is we're going to throw the cards out, and we're going to see what next big thing is going to be happening for you in 2014.
Okay.
Okay? Hold on just a moment.
Okay.
Let's see. I think it would be so much fun to see somebody actually win the lottery and it actually happen. But I probably would never hear about it. probably
New
never
resolution,
shown.
Positive thinking.
Positive thinking. Let's see. This actually looks like there's some stuff that's going on next month, Tasha.
Ooh.
It actually looks like there is going to be a return of someone who's been kind of seesawing in and out of your life, and this because he's missed you, and this looks like it's actually going on the third week of next month. So we're looking at around the 13th. We'll put another week on top of it just because January shares a week with December. Like, you know, tomorrow is the first. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens by, because it says a return of foundations because you're being missed. And this person has broken off from you. So we'll see what happens. It was the third week. We'll see what happens between the 13th and the 20th, those 2 weeks there. Okay, sweetie?
Okay. Is this is
right.
someone that I'm already dealing with, or this is someone that's been away from me for some time?
It looks like this is somebody that's been away from you.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank
okay.
you for listening. Have a happy new year.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You very much.
Now, the next caller we're going to take, just so that you guys will know that we see you, is the caller from 337, okay? So we'll be talking to 337 next. But Bill has something to share.
Cuties.
What are those?
Cuties?
I thought you said cuties.
No, cuties. I'm saying it like an American. Like Judge W. Bush.
Well, you know that Bill is going to be teaching me in the new year. He's going to. I should be teaching you etiquette. I'm a lady, but Bill's going to be teaching. One of my serious New Year's resolutions is to change my how I say things, how I speak. So Bill is going to be teaching me how to speak British from where he's from.
Hello, Governor. Would you like some tea?
Circle, circle, dot, dot. I got my cootie shot. That's what somebody's playing in the chat room. They're saying.
Really? Oh, by the way, I am in the chat room, but I'm... who am I?
Your guest. Your guest 934?
934. I just can't log in. I think someone's hacked my
Somebody's
account.
Somebody's hacked his account.
The NSA is trying to shut us down because of the controversial stuff like Paul McCartney's...
Beat
really.
It. Paul McCartney's Beat It. Paul McCartney's version of Beat It is really pissing the world off.
Talking about beating it. Sorry, Beat It. I was watching some of Michael Jackson's This Is It earlier. And it's really quite good, actually. He's a very good singer. Not that I've only just realized, you know, but... It's good. It's good. Have you seen any of it?
No, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen that.
Sounds good. You know? All right, getting into some news here. The Dutch non-profit company that has gathered 200,000 volunteers for its planned manned mission to Mars has unveiled details about the first stage of its mission. Mars One announced Tuesday that this was actually Tuesday from a couple of weeks ago. That has hired Lockheed Martin Space Systems and Surrey Satellite Technology to design a satellite and lander that it intends to launch in just 4 years. The robotic mission to the Red Planet will launch in January 2018, 2 years later than the initial planned. Mars One founder Bas Landsjerp
What?
Said the Lockheed... Do you mind?
Okay.
The Lockheed Martin contract to design a new Mars lander similar to NASA's 2007 Phoenix lander is worth $250,000, according to CBS News. The company paid... The Lockheed Martin contract to design a Mars lander similar to NASA's 2007 Phoenix lander is worth $250,000,
according
to CBS News.
That's all?
Yeah. Surprising, isn't it? The company paid Surrey Satellite around $60,000 to design the Red Planet's first geostationary satellite that would also be launched on the first mission. To help fund the project, Mars One also launched an Indiegogo crowdfunding campaign. The project raised $10,000 in the first hour and was $27,000 early Wednesday. A prison guard, a mother who homeschooled her children, and a stand-up comedian are among the 200,000 people from around the world who applied to be among the first colonists on Mars. The hopefuls, who will be shortlisted into a group of 40, what? 40 before their training starts, said why they would be leaving behind their loved ones and revealed what they would take in their suitcase if they were chosen. One applicant from Australia said he would take his ukulele, which he has named Amanda. Amanda. While another from United States said she would pack a fluffy mongoose toy. Really? Surely there must be something you can... Well, then again, you know, something to keep your mind focused on something from Earth, otherwise you probably end up going crazy. You know that they were doing something last year where they were locking people away for 30 or 60 days in this construct which seemed to be like some sort of ship to see how people would cope with being locked away for so long, see if they go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I think somebody did actually go crazy, so, because it's quite a long journey out there. I think it takes like, I don't even know. By 2015, the selected candidates will start an 8-year training regime. Wait.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
What?
Oh, sorry. I'm sure they... I thought they said it was going to be launched in 2015. I was like, how can they start an 8-year program to launch without them? Sorry, I'm still doing my training.
It's already started.
It's 2000.
Isn't that what it is? They've already started the program? They've already started the program.
By 2015, the selected candidates will start an 8-year regime.
Oh, they'll start in 15.
Yeah, but it's 2018 when it's...
they've already been picked. I'm telling you, they've already been picked. Right.
Yeah, I know. Well, let me finish.
Well, you're not going to be able to be one of them. You think you're going to be leaving me behind on Earth?
That's right. I'm going to Mars. I'm going to.
You
take
are not. You are. You ain't going.
I'm
going to
take.
Without me.
I'm going to take a life straw with me. By 2015, the selected candidates will start an 8-year training regime where they would learn to deal with long periods of isolation. You didn't let me finish.
You're just stopping at the worst places.
Of isolation. The majority of the applicants for the one-way trip to Mars came from the United States, with India and China coming in second and third place. 22-year-old hopeful Thomas Eccles told The Guardian, "Can you imagine how deranged and unstable I would eventually become?" That would make some impressive TV gold. I'm not getting locked away with that guy.
You ain't going. You're not going on.
I said it in that voice as well, you know.
You're not going on the first Mars trip.
Can you imagine how deranged
you ain't going?
Oh, my precious. Erica Mizaros, another potential candidate from the United States, said, "I want to see the sun rise over a completely new horizon in a completely new sky. I think it's worth any price. The day they stop trying to colonize Mars will be the day I stop trying to help them do it."
Justin Bieber's going to be able to
go. Actually, they'll just find somebody else.
Justin Bieber will go.
Justin Bieber! I have suffered... Sorry, no. No, they have not. Sorry. This is a long article. "I have a stuffed animal of a mongoose that's been everywhere with me. Everywhere. My husband bought her for me when we were just dating, and ever since she's followed me to work, conferences in Hawaii, internships in California. I'd love to take her to Mars too. Sounds like crazy people.
Yes, it's. Yeah, I mean, okay. You know what? Okay, I gotta stop. We cannot call anybody crazy just because they think differently, but it is going to be a whole different like this. These people are from a different block. They're from a planet, no pun intended, but they're from just a different block. Okay, just like any situation, you have to be very careful what church.
What happened? We gone off the air?
Am I here?
What are you doing?
Something is muted. Something's got me muted.
You're okay, and then you're muted for a second.
I'm here. Okay.
Are we still here?
I don't know how I got muted. I have no idea. But anyway, we have to be careful of the churches we join. We have to be careful of meditation groups we join. You just have to be real careful of anything you join, because when you're grouped with people, because even though people could be like-minded, they could have a different undercurrent or different motive. You know what I mean? You just got to be careful. You got to be careful who you follow. And you're not going to even – let me tell you this, and I don't care – I have to say it out loud. I have to declare it. You are not going to be a part of any Mars thing. Like, you're not going to be a part of any first group of people going anywhere.
First. You heard about the pyramids? The pyramids on Mars?
Well, I didn't unhear about them. Of course there's pyramids on Mars.
Read Wayne Herschel's book. If you don't believe it now, wife, by the time you finish reading that book, you will believe there has already been civilization on the planet. Josh Richards, Australia. What? It says here, Josh Richards, Australia, from Australia, said. Australia from Australia. If there was one thing I could take to Mars, it would be my semi-automatic ukulele. Sorry, semi-acoustic ukulele named Amanda. It has traveled around with me. I'm getting there, don't you worry. Traveled around the world in me has never failed to lift my spirits or those around me. Ben Pierce, a self-confessed mama's boy from Canada, said, I've spent a couple of years around in a boot. No, wait a minute, that's Scottish. Working in the software industry, sitting at my desk writing tedious code, I began to wonder, is this it? There are so many profound scientific questions that can be answered if we set out and explore the red planet that I would be remiss if I didn't apply. What gets me, though, the idea of leaving my friends and everyone I love forever is the knowledge that this settlement is bigger than my relationships, bigger than anyone else's relationships, because it will truly impact the entire planet. Ricard Fife from Sweden said, Columbus could have skipped going west and waited a few hundred years for satellite technology to tell him what was out there. He did not wait, nor will we. I think he's dead by now, and I don't think he would have got there by sailing there either. I'm a correctional officer in the Gothenburg jail, working with people that are in desperate need of positive contact with change, and change. It is a great insight into the human mind and a chance to work with the betterment of one's fellow humans. Pamela Nicoletti, mother from Netherlands, who homeschooled her two sons, said, I've always had a passion for space and scientific discoveries. Humanity's more than just Earth, or even our solar system, but rather a small fraction of what all the universe holds. I hope to only inspire others to have an innate curiosity for adventure and be the first to explore Uranus. Discovery and desire to see things outside of the box. I just honestly think it's an opportunity of a lifetime I'd be ashamed to pass up. It goes on, but I think everyone's probably bored of this article by now.
Everybody's perked up as soon as you said Uranus.
I bet they perked up. As soon as I said my anus.
Not your... Oh, my God.
That's what you said, wasn't it?
That was... You know what?
I just added that in.
Go turn around and go look at the corner. And I'm going to talk...
I did actually ad-lib some of that, but, I mean, if you couldn't tell. But, yeah, there's some pretty weird people going there. You imagine how deranged I would be with all those people locked away. That wasn't me. Somebody actually said that.
Okay, we're going to listen to a song, and when we come back from that song, we're going to talk about...
Which song is it going to be?
It's going to be a song that's significant. Okay, it's going to be significant. And then we're going to talk to the caller at 337.
In the house.
Okay. So if anybody wants to call in for a prediction, a New Year prediction, a simple New Year prediction, our number's
347-215-8421.
And we are
Broken Earth.
And we're a complete mess today.
Is that the royal we?
No, it's the general we.
The royal we. All over my face.
Oh, my goodness. We'll be back.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Broken Earth Show.
There is something really wrong with you.
It's probably because I've been drinking for 12 days straight.
I've been drinking water.
That's right. Fermented water.
I like that. I like that song. It's called Prison Wine.
Yeah, it's
Wine.
Very good. I was very impressed. I was certainly very impressed with the first song you played. I enjoyed that very much.
Thank you.
Now, was that just you, or did I hear some other vocals from somebody else?
There's lots of people singing.
Oh, all right.
I used to be in a band called Mrs. What's It. And
have you forgotten the name?
It's called Mrs. What's It. From the book. It's from the book A Wrinkle in Time. There was a character called Mrs. What's It. And then the last song was from a band I was in.
Three of Key.
The key of three. You know that one.
Key of three.
And that one was called Prison Wine.
It's good.
It's been a long time.
Shouldn't have left you. Now don't mean to step two.
We're going to take the caller from 337. 337, this is Broken Earth Radio Show. How can we help you?
Hi.
Hello, darling. Happy New Year.
Hi.
Hello.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. So what's your New Year's resolution?
I want to be closer to God, body, mind, and soul, even closer. I'm already close to Him now, but I want to even be closer to Him.
All right. That's a good resolution. Well, if you have anything that you want to ask today, or if there is something that you want to know, like a simple prediction, but remember, try to keep it simple. But like a simple prediction for the new year, what's your question?
I would like to get a reading for the year of 2014.
Like, okay, remember, we want to keep it simple, sweetheart. Okay, so what's it like basically? If you had a specific thing that you wanted to know about, or if you wanted to see the next big event that's going to happen, you know, how would you? What's your question, darling?
I don't know. Would 2014 be better than 2013?
Let's see how we can get that answered. Okay, let's see how we can get that answered there, because that's still kind of a big question. It's kind of a yes or no question, to be honest, but it doesn't give you any specifics. But we're going to ask it. We're going to see what our guides have to say with your question the way it is. Okay, sweetheart?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on just a moment. Okay. I have to ask you a question. Are you by chance in a situation where a man in your life has left and he is with another person at the moment?
I was told that he was, but I've seen him several times, but he's denying that he's with that person.
He won't admit it. Okay, so basically this is the deal. What it's saying is that your King of Swords, who's basically the man in your life, who's upside down. He's upside down, which means he's not here. It says that he's been careless. He's been very negligent with you, and it looks like there. And like I said, there's a card here that says another woman. And it says that he does not really have a clear vision of the future with that person, but he does want to cut off. There comes a point where he wants to cut off and he wants to try things new. He wants to try things fresh with the foundation that he holds. So basically the next big event in your life looks like it's this person trying to come back. Okay? So what we'll just basically gauge, what we'll basically do is we'll just, it looks like the next time that you're going to have a genuine interaction with him is, hold on just a moment. This week, Carolyn, sure. Looks like we're going week by week. It actually looks like it's about 3 weeks from now where you've got another real genuine interaction with him. And he's going to be coming back around to the foundation. But it says be on your guard. He misses you, but it still looks like there's still something awkward happening where he may end up leaving again. Okay, so just be aware of that. Okay, about 3 weeks is the next interaction that it looks like you guys have that's really a good click in, like a good fasten in, snap in, okay? Mm-hmm. But it doesn't look like you're being promised it's going to click, which is very frustrating because you've reached a place with this man where you have got to, you got to pull out your chessboard. You got to pull out your chessboard, to be honest. Okay? It's like, mm-hmm. What can I do to make certain moves happen? What will he do? And so basically it's about making the right moves. It's a frustrating scenario to be in because I want you to be in a relationship where it's fist pumps in the air. I am so stoked about being with you. You know, that's what I want you to experience, but you know, sometimes we reach a place where it's not about that. It's just about how do we continue to combine things, okay? And I hope that helps. But 3 weeks from now looks like it's your next big chance to try to get things right, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling, and thanks for listening.
Thank you. Thank you. Good luck.
Good luck, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, now, Bill, the next person we're going to talk to is from 805, okay?
Cool.
Okay, now, what were you going to run your mouth about?
Is this something brief before we take the next call, or?
No, go for it.
Oh, right, okay. Man, I was going to say something. Oh, before I go into this next article, I just want to mention BioShock Infinite, which you were kindly enough to buy it for Christmas for me. I've been playing this BioShock. Nobody knows what BioShock is. It's kind of set in, I'd say maybe 1800s, but maybe a little bit later. But it's more like a futuristic development of machinery and steam power, like a steampunk world. And anyway, you go around and you can drink these bottles of stuff for abilities to do things, and it's pretty freaking awesome. You can actually buy these bottles. How awesome were they? I showed you them before. Looks like the Undertow one. You can free. I don't even know where I'm going with this, but
well, you better be going that you're about to shell out $700 for me to have this stuff. That's where you bet to be going.
Wait a minute, that's $700. That's two.
That's two.
Well, why am I going to get the money to buy my own?
It doesn't matter to me. We can share. Oh, my goodness.
Timmy.
We can share. Timmy? We can share, Timmy.
Right, let me go on to this.
Okay, go on. Go on.
I don't think I ever got onto this. I've had this article for a little bit. I don't think I got onto it, but I think people find it very interesting. Some may call it coincidence, while others call it a sixth sense. But why do people think about someone right before they call? For example, I shouldn't do it in that voice because it makes the sentence break up where it shouldn't do. So
my God.
Some may call it coincidence, while others call it sixth sense. But why do people think about someone right before they call, for example, or have a feeling something is about to happen before it does?
Can I say it? Can I say what I think?
It may be to stop, girl.
Is that your way of telling me to shut up?
Go on.
I think this is what I think.
I tell you what, save it till we've spoke, till I get to the end of the article.
All right.
Is that fair enough? because then we can discuss it after we spoke about it.
And not discuss it before we've spoken about it.
Well, exactly, yes. Yeah.
Okay, all right, all right.
It may be due to something called collective consciousness, a term used by certain scientists, just scientists, obviously, to describe the practice of humans and animals sharing behaviors and ideas with each other telepathically. A report in 2010 claimed to have proved the presence of this consciousness and, by default, psychic abilities in humans, but these claims divided opinion and more recent reports dismiss them as nonsense. The idea of a collective consciousness was first presented by French sociologist Emile Durkheim in 1893. Durkheim's definition related more to a shared understanding of certain morals and social norms based on people either imitating others, explicitly passing on these behaviors to one another, or agreeing certain ideals in order to feel accepted. Yet, in 1970s, scientists began to suggest this collective consciousness could be developed and spread through species non-explicitly through telepathic or supernatural means. The hundredth monkey phenomena, I spoke about this before, for example, was an idea put forward by South African zoologist and ethologist Lyle Watson and his scientific author colleague Lawrence Blair in 1975. Watson and Blair used the behaviors of Japanese macaque monkeys to back up their claims. Right? During the 1950s, macaques on the island of Kushima learned to wash sweet potatoes and explicitly pass this skill onto younger members of the group. Stop me. Oh, stop me. I've not talked about this before, have I? Very good. They chalked this up to the monkeys sharing a collective consciousness, often referred to as a shared mind or hive mind, in which the practices were shared telepathically. A similar practice was more recently observed among blue tits. This time, sorry, I shouldn't have said it like that, but this time, the skill the birds taught themselves was to break into milk bottles and drink the cream from the top. Although the practice was first observed in Southampton in 2011, similar groups of the same species exhibited the same skills in other countries throughout Europe and Asia. This was despite the groups never meeting and the birds being non-migratory. A science journal in 2010 published claims made by Professor Daryl Bem, a physicist from Cornell University, that he proved humans have similar psychic abilities supposedly seen in birds and monkeys. Professor Bem set out to investigate PSI, or parapsychology, through a series of 9 experiments. In one test, students were shown a list of words to memorize. They were later asked to recall as many as they could and finally were given a random selection of words to type out. They were unsurprisingly more adept at remembering certain words over others, but these words tended to be the words they would later be asked to type, suggesting a future event had affected their ability to remember. In another experiment, the students were shown an image of 2 curtains on a computer screen and told one concealed an erotic picture. The students chose the curtain hiding the picture more often and could be explained away by chance. Skip this down. Skippity bow. Japanese monkeys. La, 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 la.
What?
La, 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 la. La, 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 la. Might just be the statistics were a fluke. Skippity bow. There you go, basically. Funny thing is, the top comment here says, can't possibly true. I have lived with my wife for 32 years and I still don't know what she is thinking. And somebody said, my wife's psychic too. She can tell me to shut up even before I open my mouth to say something.
Oh, my goodness.
That is.
Yeah. Okay, now can I talk?
Yeah, and then I'll talk.
I can talk, right? You're going to let me speak?
Go ahead.
Back, I think it was in 2010. It was 3 years ago. on November the 21st. I woke up and I was hearing the U2 song Sunday Bloody Sunday repeatedly over and I mean, it was driving me insane. It was driving me so crazy I had to pull it up on YouTube and play it. And I was like, Bill, I keep hearing this song. What in the heck is going on? It was driving me nuts. And other than the fact that that was a time when, I mean, you know, the closest thing to Ireland I have is you. But, I mean, but still, I'm not even, it's not about you. It's not necessarily about you. But basically, when I Googled the song Sunday Bloody Sunday, and in 1920, except it was Sunday, November the 21st, 1920, was that it was the Irish Republican Army waged a guerrilla war against the Royal Irish Constabulary. And it's a very, very, very monumental time. It was a huge, huge time in Ireland, because it's when Ireland actually fought against the UK and against English rule. But the thing is that, I mean, there could be something connected to it in the fact that, I mean, you could have easily have had someone that you lost in that time period.
Because you're
of Irish descent. Exactly, because you're Doyle. Your last name's Doyle. But the thing is that why would I be having this? And then I sat back, and I'm telling you, it was driving me crazy. I woke up at like 1 o'clock in the morning hearing Sunday, Bloody Sunday, and I was hearing it all day long until I played it. And I'm an antenna. That's when we were talking about, because remember we used to sit and we used to push thoughts into each other. Like you would push pictures into me, and I would tell you the pictures I saw, and I would see unicorns and hearts or stars or whatever it is that you would push into me. But the thing, and I would see them, and I would tell you what I would see, and it's whatever you were pushing at me. But the thing is that when you're a receiver, you hear songs that are playing on the radio, and you turn the radio on, and you hear the song that you're listening to in your head. It's just basically being a receiver. And remember, we all have the third eye. We all have the pineal gland, which is basically a bunch of crystals that are built inside of your body, inside of your head. And so you're going to hear, you're going to see. This is something that's inside of every single human being. You just have to let it be. You just have to let it be real. So when I hear that people are channeling into things, it's not even weird. It's not magical. It's not strange. It's not ESP. I mean, it is, but I mean, it's not unnatural. It's one of the most natural things in the whole wide world. It's your receiver. Your antenna is alert. When you're a person who is laying in bed and you hear a song in your head and you wake up and that song is playing on the radio because you may have your alarm clock set to music, you know, to the radio, it's just normal. It's so normal and so human and so natural for you to be able to connect with whatever it is that you hear. It's unnatural for us to think that it's weird. That's just my opinion, though.
You see, what scientists called junk DNA in our systems is actually a crystalline substance. Once again, as in the pineal gland.
Right.
And crystalline substance is a sender and receiver of information, as a radio would use the crystals in that to transmit frequencies. And this is where, like I said, the 100 monkey syndrome comes into play.
Yeah.
Like a monkey discovers how to use a stick to get ants out of an ant's nest to
and
eat
then,
the ants.
Yeah.
And then a few miles away, a monkey would learn the same skill without having any interaction from that group of monkeys. It's like sending this information. So We are transmitters and receivers of this information because we are basically like radios and receiving and transmitting these radio frequencies to each other,
right.
Which would probably explain a lot of, you know, somebody's calling me, I'll just pick up the phone, start dialing. Hello? Somebody on the line. Yeah, it's me. I was just going to call you. You know what I mean?
Right.
But now there was an instance of something. I tell you what, as you see, I have this, as the years go by, the synchronicity of life becomes more and more apparent, and there's coincidences which happen, which is easy to explain as synchronicity, as things happen, you know, running in clockwork, you know, where events happen which would seem like luck or a coincidence, but in fact it's like a synchronicity that's happening, which I assume is a good way of showing that your life is in tune spiritually and you are balanced. For example, a lesser example of this synchronicity, I guess, which I suppose wouldn't seem as lesser for other people, is I listen to a song, or there'd be somebody, I'd be listening to something, the radio, somebody talking, the TV, somebody talking, music going on, and I'd be happen to glance at a book, and the words would come up. I'd read the words on the page of the lyrics, which would be a song at that exact moment. I'd be reading something, and the same words would be on that page. I also had an instance a couple of months ago. I was listening to a song, and a truck went past, and it had the slogan or something on the side of the truck, and it was actually the words of the song I was actually listening to at that time. I don't know if anybody else gets that, but if you do, let me know, because it can get really strange. It happened actually yesterday, and I was listening to something, and the words, or a word or words, or even a sentence of the song happens to be something that you're looking at.
Right.
And it happens exactly at the same time.
Right.
While you're
reading
it.
Well, I mean, that's
awesome.
Oh, hush. That's part of bibliomancy, basically, where you're just, it's like you're divining with a book. But bibliomancy basically, I mean, a lot of people interpret bibliomancy as like you ask a question and then you allow yourself to basically surrender to whatever you're being told. And it's like, okay, bibliomancy, poof, you know. And you open yourself up to a book, and whatever happens, like whatever page you're reading is your answer. But the thing is that still it's significant because it's telling you something. I mean, it's giving you messages.
Yeah.
It's giving you messages. It just is.
Now, before we move on, I know we've got a few songs to play, so we should move on to play a song, and then we'll come back.
Yeah, we'll do that.
More information.
We'll do that. We'll move on to more information. I'm thinking that since I have let it be about me, which is something I'm not accustomed to doing, I'll let it be about you now.
This is something if you're playing this, is it you playing?
Huh?
My song? Are you playing my song?
You know I'm playing your song, sweetie.
Okay, now this, you know, some people think or have thought, like the millennium, well, it's a new year, the world's coming to an end. So that's why I chose a song about an asteroid to help you all relax and enjoy the new year. Why are you laughing at me?
Because you're just so silly.
Relax.
That just sounds so nasty and scary.
Relax.
Oh, stop. It's going to give me nightmares.
So is this song?
I know. Here it comes. Everybody, if you want to give us a call, if you want to call in and have your prediction, but the thing is we are going to have to hurry up and get people taken care of, because we're going to have to make predictions for the world.
Predictions.
The world needs predictions, too. Oh, my goodness. So we'll be right back. The number is 347-215-8421. It's Broken Earth Radio Show, and I promise you we'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Aaron, and for the past 3 years, my trusted guide and friend, Nunu, has helped me along the journey of change and growth. Her sincerity and clear insights have brought new understandings and developments to my life. I am proud to know her, to be her client, and to have her support in my life. Thank you, Nunu.
And the third angel sounded, and the star fell from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. And it fell upon the third part of the waters. The waters.
Listening to the sounds of Killing Joke and Asteroid.
Poor people. I'm so sorry. I feel so... I'm sorry, you guys. I'm so sorry.
What, are you saying that people didn't enjoy that?
I'm scared that you may have scared them. You scared
or
these people.
Or enlightened them with music.
You scared these people into the new year.
Well, you know, I do like lots of music. Anything from Elvis to Gwen Stefani, Slipknot.
You know what? Let me tell you something. Gwen Stefani reminds me of this. I don't remember what year it was, but I do remember being on tour and having somebody tell me something like my band sounded like Gwen Stefani and Metallica, and it just really... And it really hurt my feelings. But then I remember crashing at a friend's house and they were playing Gwen Stefani like over and over and over and over again. And it was just like, it was a horror movie.
Don't you think it's weird for somebody to like Meshuggah, Slipknot and Korn to enjoy the sounds of Gwen Stefani's Hollaback Girl?
Well, all I know is that I was listening to Hollaback Girl over and over and over and over again that night. And I mean, that was, it was during that time period right there. But no, it's not weird. It's not like, if you think music is good, you think music is good, you know? So, I mean, we can't diss people for liking something. We can't. But I can make the heck of fun out of you. I can make fun of you like nobody's business.
You know, I got excited before because I thought Santa was in the chat room.
You thought Santa, but it was Sarita.
Yeah.
Sarita, you're not Santa. So quit trying to psych us out.
With your confidentiality clause.
Can we take a caller?
Yeah, but before I need to make some announcement about Adventure Time.
Oh, gosh. Are we going to talk about that?
Adventure Time.
How we have basically reduced ourselves to being...
Well, you know, I've who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
You do.
No, SpongeBob.
You do.
It's reminding me of David Bowie in Labyrinth.
Why?
Babe with the power of the voodoo. Who do?
You do.
But no, I've kind of, you know, not been watching SpongeBob recently.
Right.
So now it's Adventure Time. I didn't realize how funny it was.
Well, but Eden told you how fun it was.
When did she tell me?
Eden tells you everything.
No, she ignores me when I try to talk to her on Skype.
Are you serious? Because she ignores
me
too.
I've sent her smiley faces and party hats and stuff when it was on her birthday. She didn't even reply to me.
Well, see, the thing, she doesn't have her her smileys and stuff turned on. So all she's seeing is a bunch of gibberish.
Just thinking about all these strange conversations where she's been like, what the hell?
I'm having them with her too.
Look at the squirrel. Why aren't you looking at the squirrel? I just called you Burl.
Bill,
the squirrel.
She thinks that we are old and lame and tired. She thinks we're old, lame, and tired.
She thought I was young and hip and with it.
No, because she always tells people this stuff about her mother and the step and how they're lame and tired. I'm telling you, she does it.
Does she?
She really
she
does.
Tells them how lame we are.
She tells them exactly how lame we are.
We really that lame? What about the awesome stuff we buy for her?
Okay. Christmas, she said to all her friends, I was laying on my mother's bed, and I woke up and there were packages being piled on top of me, which was true. And then she said that then she was opening packages and it was closed. And then it was the hangers. It was the hangers that she bought.
Yes.
Which basically means that everything that I did is completely diminished by what you did once again.
Which makes me cool, right?
And which is...
In her eyes, I should be like...
But it's making me build up resentment towards you even more, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, so that's what's happened.
So in conclusion, I'm cool.
And I'm not. Exactly. In conclusion.
Sounds good. There we go.
Okay, I'm going to shove my pride down. I'm going to shove it down and shove it down because ego, I'm not going to be a slave to the ego.
I've got enough ego for the both of us and everybody on this show, which is both of us, but I mean listeners. Let's continue.
We're going to take the caller.
You and me and everybody on this show.
I'm going to take the caller at 8:05, and I'm going to give
you
this
better.
Person respect because they deserve it, because it is a new year, Bill.
I'll respect them by being quiet.
And please do. Your ego is so monotonous right now. I don't even know what to do.
It's fermented and monotonous,
which means it's either full of wine or cheese, one or the other.
A bit of both, cheese wine.
That sounds nasty. 805, this is Broken Earth Radio.
Hi.
Show. Hi, Donna.
My name's Donna. My sister would like a reading, too, if that's okay, because her phone was broken today, and we've been waiting. That's okay.
She's going to change her voice. She's going to change her voice up, and she's going to say,
I'm
going to
push. Yeah,
no,
I'm going to.
How are you?
We're good, sweetheart. What's your name, dear?
Good. My name's Donna.
Okay, Donna, what is your resolution, girl?
My resolution is not to shake anybody's hands anymore, because I don't think it's a good idea because of the germs and the colds and everything. And yeah.
You have no idea how much I love it. I love it. Oh, my goodness. My New Year's resolution is not to shake your hand. You know what? I have many, many New Year's resolutions, and one of my New Year's resolutions is to be super cool. To be super cool. So I hope that we can both share.
Yeah,
I will not shake hands if you'll be super cool too.
Okay.
sweetheart, what's your question for today?
Yeah, okay. My friend Vic wants to introduce me to a fellow named Irwin. I saw him like 10 years ago, too. It's really strange. But anyways, so I wanted to know if this will go into something. I'm not going to meet him till March because I'm on a diet and I want to feel super, super good.
Girl, quit it.
Weight.
Stop.
No, it's for me. I'm doing it. I'm doing it for me because then I have more energy for hiking and doing fun things. And,
I
want my confidence level.
I'll be quiet. That's absolutely hilarious. Donna, let me tell you something. 3 months from now, he is going to be dealing with somebody else.
Oh.
So this is the deal. I'm serious. It's straight up. It says 3 moons. This is what your guides are saying. 3 moons. This guy is going to have his energy focused on a completely different person that it looks like he's actually going to be meeting in, I'm not even going to say meeting. It looks like she's returning into his life. Meet him now. He doesn't care. You are I realize that we have to feel how we feel about ourselves, but this is not hiking weather. You can still meet this guy, and you can still focus on your self-improvements. But the thing is that there could not possibly be that much difference between you now and March. There just can't be. There's just not.
Well,
I'm not,
20 pounds.
I'm not, girl, Bill, tell her that there can't possibly be anything different between then and now. Seriously.
Between when?
Sorry. Between now and March.
Well, why not?
She's trying to lose weight.
No,
yeah.
I'm doing it, too. I'm absolutely doing it.
I'm not telling you you're not doing it, baby.
Oh,
but
okay.
Because I can see you doing it. But the thing is that go on ahead and meet your friend. Meet the guy. He totally looks like he's going to be totally digging you. But if you wait, he's going to be in another relationship.
Oh,
well,
I see what you mean. It's only 1 month that I'm waiting. Just 1 month.
Just go on ahead and meet him. Meet him now.
Mm-hmm.
Meet him
and then
now.
There might be a chance
right.
for him and I then? Then there might be
there's
a chance for him
there's,
and I?
This is the deal, and I'm going to tell you this is what I see about him. He's ready to
okay.
meet a girl. He wants a girlfriend. He doesn't care.
Okay.
He does not care.
Yeah.
You're the one that's hooked up and hung up on whatever. And I get it.
He's 10 years younger. He's 10 years younger. And I look I can look 10 years younger if I take off like 10 pounds. See? Yeah. So I want it. You know, that's why the confidence level's a little low, too, because of the age difference.
Well, you know, I mean, I guess that maybe I don't understand because I look 700 years younger than I really am. I'm being silly when
wow.
I say that, sweetheart. I'm being silly. I'm being. I look like a fetus. I'm just joking. I'm saying that to you because the thing is that if somebody loves you or if somebody cares about you, they just care. We're the ones that are hung up on that stuff.
Oh,
we
yeah.
are.
Well, the men are pretty visual, though. They are. I mean, definitely. I think they are.
That's
I notice a difference
about.
When I'm slim and when I'm overweight. I mean, it's like I'm invisible when I'm overweight. And then I lose my weight, and all of a sudden, they're coming out of the woodwork.
All of
so,
a sudden, you have a bigger pond of nothing to choose from, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, a bigger pond of nothing. To choose from. I'm
well,
not...
you could go and meet him, and then every time you meet him, you look even more awesome as you lose the weight rather than meeting him
idea.
After you've lost the weight. You know what I'm saying? But if you need that
yeah.
extra energy you were talking about for special activities,
I mean,
Red Bull for that, you know?
We're being silly when we say what we say to you, but the thing is, sweetheart, and I'm not trying to even talk to you from a spiritual place. I'm trying to talk to you from the most shallow place possible. Seriously.
Yeah.
Meet this guy now, because if you wait, it's already going to be in another relationship. But the thing
oh,
is that I really do understand where you are more than you can ever know, because, I mean, I do this every single day. I get where you are. I'm not just
yeah.
somebody that's so detached from reality that I don't get it. I really, really get it. But the thing is that it doesn't matter to him the things that you're thinking about.
Okay.
And we're talking about the person. We're not talking about what you think, or we're not talking about your fear, and we're not talking about some dude named Howie. We're talking about the guy you're talking about. Just reconnect with the guy. He's going to be so totally stoked to see you again, and that's basically where you go forward from that. I'm serious. But I do understand the fear you have when you're talking to somebody who's younger than you, when you're scared that he could meet another person. But you've got to give this person some, like, I mean, if you're trying to develop a serious relationship with somebody who's shallow, then I'm sorry. I'm sorry for wherever it is your head is. But the thing is this guy doesn't look like he's that shallow. So just meet you could meet this guy tomorrow or tonight. It's New Year's Eve. Woo! Meet him.
Yeah.
See him. Have a good time.
Okay.
And just go for that. But if you wait, he's going to be in something else, and you're going to be like,
oh,
I just
no,
waited.
I just waited.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
A month from now, you could be looking awesome, but it might be too late.
And he's
yeah.
met somebody who's in a wheelchair that he completely loves, and you're like, what? I'm ready to walk mountains, and he's, like, willing to wheel some chick around. I mean, come on. Meet the guy. See him. He already knows you.
Yeah.
Let it go. And work
okay.
on your health, because it's where your health needs to be, not because it's where you want this guy to see you at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And if you need to, you can always slip it in there saying, you know, I'm on this awesome exercise program and diet program right now. You see me in a month from now, I'm going to be looking so awesome, and he's going to be super psyched for that.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Seriously.
Okay.
Seriously. It's. Okay. I mean, I promise you, you're not so far away from where you could be within a 2-month period that this person
no.
wouldn't care about you right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right,
thank
girl.
You.
Where's your sister at? Where's
Katie.
Girl at?
Thank you. And happy New Year.
Thank you. Thank you.
Change your voice.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Dee.
Hello. How are you all doing today?
We're good. We're
real
good.
Nice.
We're really good. So what's your New Year's resolution?
No resolutions. It's every day to wake up. Every day I just wake up and enjoy every day to its fullest. And I can't make that difference between 2013, 2014. It's just a daily thing, not a yearly.
Let me tell you something, sweetie. Let me tell you something on a real basis, because of what you just said. When I talk to people, I talk to people about life cycles, and life cycles actually transit between one summer and the next. And so people call me all the time going, what's going on in the new year? Nothing in it in particular is going to be different, except you're going to have some final, like, resolution of whatever you started last summer. So you're actually in a really good mindset, because our universal years really start in the summertime.
Well, it's good to think about that, because, you know, I mean, it could be like October and you're thinking, oh, what New Year's resolution should I should do this in the new year? That. Do it now.
Yeah, every day when I wake up.
But it's just that, I mean, you know, whatever you're going to see happen between now and, like, say, May and June time is whatever you actually started in June, you know what I mean? So July, you know what I mean? So I'm always here for whatever anybody is prepared to understand. But anybody who listens to our show knows that our life cycles actually transit between summer to summer. So that's why, in reality, when you're kind of looking at what's going to change, nothing really changes except for maybe whatever you started a few months ago, and then it changes, you know, you shift gears in the summer. So, but anyway. But anyway, sweetie, what is on your mind today? What is a very simple question that you can propose to the universe that you'd like an answer for?
I know I help people on a daily basis. I believe I'm going to be doing it on a broader scale. I want to know what modality, what capacity. I haven't found it yet.
Okay, hold on just a second. I want you to just kind of take some nice deep breaths, focus on your breathing, and let me see what your guides are throwing out to us, okay? Okay, let's see. Oh, look at that. Okay. Basically, you're being told that you're going to, you know, you're going to be doing this. You're not going to love it all the time, but it looks like it's about business. And then it says dealing with people with issues that are very, very difficult to solve, and also people with fiery, hot conflict. So I'm wondering if you're supposed to be working on a website for, you know, just doing readings, to be honest here. So that's, you know, I'm getting on a website dealing with, you know, doing psychic readings, intuitive readings, possibly even dealing with, like, but it's under another person's umbrella. That's the reason why I'm saying that. It's like it's not you doing it on your own. It's under another umbrella for right now.
Okay,
so,
that makes sense.
So there you go. So get yourself hooked up with a site that you feel like is going to be able to promote you properly and pay you well. There you go.
Okay. Thank you very, very much. And now I'm looking forward to next spring.
Yay!
Here's your New Year's resolution. To listen to us every week and listen to every single archive show. There it is.
How
oh my
do you
goodness.
Know? That was it. That's a good one.
Yeah.
And to ignore our fighting and our bantering and just appreciate the stuff in between.
Appreciate how
I
funny
love it.
I am.
Did you say appreciate how funny he is?
Funny.
Now that has to be my New Year's resolution, the only one and only New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, thank you so much.
I love your resolution, sweetheart, and I love you guys. Thank you for listening, and you guys have a great new year, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I think that you just ruined it for everybody, Bill.
Ruin what?
You ruined it for everybody. You just lost respect from thousands and zillions of
people. How? What did I do?
Because you just can't stop talking. You just messed it up for everybody.
What did I say?
Now we'll be eating salad and salad cream.
Well, what did I do?
Nothing. I'm just being silly.
Oh.
You know that I'm being silly, and you made me say that.
All right,
it's like
shouting. I can't shout on here because if I shout, my microphone volume goes down.
No, you can't shout because if you shout, then you know why you can't shout.
I was gonna shout then, but I missed my mic.
You can't shout because you're incapable of shouting.
Just burst everybody's
You
ear.
Made you totally ear lips. You made my donuts fall off my head.
Fell off.
You made my donuts.
Donut fell off.
You're mean.
So we watched The Thing.
Both of them.
Both of them. The best line from The Thing, the original one, is, I don't know what's in there, but it's weird and pissed off, whatever it is. Freaking awesome is that, so very...
Why did you... I don't understand why you think that's so amazing, because that's what's going on with me every day.
The film's like, what? What?
No, I think that you thought it was amazing because that's what you do to me constantly. I don't know what's wrong with Nunu, but it's pissed off, whatever's going on in there.
Pissed off, what's over... Excuse me.
What else is new? She's mad at me.
I ain't going to lie. I had a beer.
You had 37 beers.
Now, I've asked this before. Is it illegal to be drunk and do a radio show?
To be drunk?
I mentioned about Adventure Time.
Right.
Talk about Hagrid's Monkey Syndrome. I've got loads of stuff to talk about still, but
nobody wants to hear them. So let's listen to the next song, and when we come back, we're going to listen to the caller from 916.
Let's do everything you want to do.
You know I'm kidding, right? I mean, everybody wants to hear what you want to hear. But the thing is, let's get some predictions for people.
Sean! Sean!
Let's get some predictions in for people.
That's a
because
joke.
Let's get some predictions in for people.
Predictions. Okay, here's a reading. What should my New Year's resolution be? And then you'll come back and say, think of your own resolutions. There's your New Year's resolution.
I would never do that to you. What are you talking about?
No, I'm just saying it'd be funny.
It'd be funny if I was capable of telling you to think for yourself, right?
Yeah, but that's not good. That ain't gonna happen. So
no, it's
just,
not.
Just tune, take the caller. Boom.
Boom. It's all gonna fall in place exactly like that. When we get back, we're gonna call to the. We're gonna talk. We're gonna. We're gonna talk to the caller from 916. In the meantime, we're going to listen to some music that's going to make you guys freak out. It's going to make you guys want to let go of your...
Eargasm.
Something like that. It's Broken Earth Radio Show. It's Nunu and Bill, and we'll be right back.
Right back.
The road, are you holding on? Are you holding on to your last good day?
Hello and welcome back to the Broken Earth Radio Show. Welcome to Broken Earth, the place for mending and transcending. Please sit back, light your incense, your candles, and prepare yourself for our very own world-renowned master reader and loved one, psychic Nunu Face. I am Bill, Han Solo. And now, Broken Earth. Something like that. I don't know.
Something like that.
It was something like that.
Let's take the caller from 916. 916, this is Broken Earth Radio. How can we help you?
Hello.
Hi.
You're so distant and far away.
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Vaguely. You sound like a little mouse.
I wanted to know, is there any messages for me?
On your phone, or?
Can you hear us, sweetheart? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes.
Okay. You're very, very far away, my dear.
She wants to know if there's any messages, I presume, from a guides.
Okay, well, let's see if there's any messages for the new year, okay?
From the guides.
Now, remember, you just relax, my darling, and we'll see if your guides have any messages for you for the new year, okay?
What is your name?
Hey. Christina.
Ribena?
Christina.
Oh, Christina, sorry. No, you're still kind of distant.
You're very far away, my dear, but it does look like you're actually going to be having some interesting changes happen for you in the new year around February as far as your career is concerned. So it does look like, to give you a time frame, probably around the second week of February, it does look like you're going to have some career change or some career options, but it's just really, really good options for you opening up. And it's around the second week or so of February, so which means it's around the 10th or so during that time period, okay? So you just keep doing what you're doing. It does look like you've got some home issues that are still hovering, but your career is going to actually start taking off at that point. Okay, sweetie?
Okay, I want to know, is my daughter okay?
Hello?
Yeah, could you hear what she said?
I didn't really hear anything.
She said she wanted to know if her daughter was okay.
Oh. I'm not sure of what to say. But like I said, it looks like before everything else changes, it's going to be about her career. Okay? So let's go on to Mary Lou.
Mary Lou who?
Mary Lou who? Too.
I'm not going to ask you for any messages because he's going to ask me about my phone.
Huh. That was really rude of me. I shouldn't have said that.
No, I feel bad for her.
Sweetie,
I'm going to go to hell.
Oh, my goodness. He's going to go there anyway, sweetheart.
That's right.
And I'm gonna be there going,
fire.
Here he is, fire on the mountain. I'm going to be singing hippie songs, and he's going to be singing devil songs, and we're going to, you know, anyway. Mary Lou, my love, what is your New Year resolution, girl?
My resolution in 2014 is to make a lot of mistakes.
Yay! She wins.
I know. I'm going to do it well.
Girl, yay. I mean, you're talking to somebody who's talking about, I'm going to wash my hands after I go to the bathroom. I resolved to give my life over to Bill. Woo! Big surprise! Anyway, so you're going to make lots of mistakes. That's awesome.
Good friend.
Sorry, I was reading something in the chat room.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
What did they say? Aaron is saying, Bill, kudos on being one of those Brits who can drink without their accent turning into an indecipherable Tom York impression. Cheerio. But you're also talking to the guy who calls you Bathtub Bill.
Yeah, why is that?
It's not
you saw a picture of me in the bath?
It's not my business.
With my loofah. No, it's just between me and Aaron. Literally, it was between me and Aaron.
I did not show him a picture of you in the bathtub. Getting your back washed.
No, he was watching me get in a bath.
That's because you must apparently have a camera in your bathroom while you're taking a bath.
Who doesn't? If you go to live stream,
Mary
YouTube
Lou
right
doesn't,
now, the,
but only Mary Lou.
Live stream? No, she's seen it.
Bath
I thought
time,
maybe you
Bill.
Forgot I was here.
Not at all.
He just said, my ducky and me. How did he know that you got a freaking duck for
Christmas? Oh, I think they put a U instead of an I.
My ducky. Splish Splash Bill was taking a bath all up on a Friday Skype. Listen.
Yeah, you don't need to know about that.
Bill, are you Skyping with people while I'm trying to like sleep and make sure that everybody else is comfortable? Are you Skyping in your bath time?
Squeaking with my little ducky. I mean the big ducky.
And you mean your little ducky?
That's right. Anyway, if we are taking up Mary Lou's time, we've got like 4 minutes till the end of the show talking about my ducky.
Sorry, Mary Lou, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Can you read me for 2014?
Yeah, let's see what your next big thing is going to be, sweetie.
2014.
2014.
Oh, sorry.
Please say a great love life.
The best.
Oh my God.
I know. That's... You see it too.
Oh, I see it all right.
Oh my God. It's like you're 18 years old again. What is up? I mean, it actually does look like you've got somebody that likes you, but you don't like him back. That's the problem. It's you.
Uh-oh.
I don't know who that might be.
It said, this is what it says. Look, it says there's already reciprocation. It says that there's this person here that you've just got to reciprocate with. And in reality, though, sweetheart, I mean, it does look like there's somebody who is drawn to you and you just don't care. But there's another person who looks like he's a snake in the grass that's going to be coming out around March, April time. And that's where it looks like you do have some stuff happening. That's a little bit different. So let me know how that plays into things. But there is somebody who's hovering around you now.
Yes, but they're not hovering very close.
Hovel. They're not hovering very close. Well, we need to actually do a reading, Rena, at some point, apparently, because we keep seeing things happening. But you don't let them happen, so we need to see what's up with you. I understand what it's like to have somebody that's interested, but you don't give a crap. You know what I mean?
I give a crap.
Okay.
I totally give a crap.
She gives a crap, you guys. She does care.
Well, you should give more than a crap.
You need. She's not literally squatting and giving crap. Bill.
Oh, sorry. Is that like an... Oh, sorry. That must be an American
expression. That's
an
American expression.
My visual vortex.
It's an American Express. I keep telling Bill to give me some
Bill.
American Express, and he doesn't want to... I don't know what his deal is. He doesn't want to give me that allowance. I need more money, Bill. I need you to give
me... Yeah, don't we all? We are running out of time.
We've got about a minute left. Mary Lou, we will talk to you soon.
All right.
And we love you. And happy
New
Year.
Oh, thank you.
We love you so much. Happy New Year. And happy New Year to everybody out there.
Everybody. Don't forget to get on Skype on Friday.
Please be safe. Happy New Year in like 2 hours in the UK. Happy New Year's very soon in the United States. But other than that, you guys, please be careful. Please be safe. And remember, we'll be back next Tuesday, maybe even before that, if Bill will let us have a show before then.
Maybe. But I'm Skyping in the bath on Friday, so I can't really, you know, make that.
On Friday? Why are you Skyping in the bath on Friday?
Well, why not?
Did you say why?
Why not?
Bye, everybody. Happy New Year.
Bye-bye. Yeah.